The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers, welcome to another silsila of Path to Success. Inshallah, as usual, we have some great topics for you. And inshallah, we've got a unique topic today as well. Inshallah, this will fresh your mind and inshallah, relax your mind also as well. Inshallah, and our topic today is a healthy mind, inshallah. So this is what we're going to be speaking about today. Our Muballigins, which we have with us, alhamdulillah. We have Waseem Bhai with us, alhamdulillah. Also, we have Ustad Tariq Saab with us, alhamdulillah. And Harun Bhai with us as well, inshallah. So let's start with listening to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, recite salat abundantly upon me, without doubt it is purification for you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So my dear viewers, reciting salat, salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance, this is purification for us, purification for our body, our mind, our hearts, inshallah. So get into this habit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a large number, inshallah. And inshallah, you will gain these benefits, inshallah. So our topic today is about a healthy mind, inshallah. Also, there is the question of the day. Let's see first what the question of the day is before we go on to our topic and speak to our Muballigh, inshallah. Ji.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Ji, the question is, who is the founder of Dawat Islami? A very easy question. But let's start by listening to a kalam, inshallah. Harun Bhai, inshallah, will freshen our minds with a kalam, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. To sham meri salat hai alam tera parwa.
Chamakothe
پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا پانی ہے تیرا پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا تو ماہ نبوت ہے جب اپنا بنایا ہے دنیا میں ہمیں تم نے جب اپنا بنایا ہے محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا آقا محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا یہ ہے میرا دیوانا عالم تیرا پروانہ گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے لا الہی اب سنگ در جانانا چھوٹے لا الہی اب سنگ در جانانا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
Mandi Channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Path to Success, and we're talking about today a healthy mind. What does this mean, a healthy mind? Does this mean that we need to exercise our mind? We need to make sure our mind is moving faster and quicker. What does this mean, inshallah? We will turn to our Muballighin, inshallah, Zawajal, and inshallah, we'll see what they've got to say regarding our topic, inshallah. Ji Wasim bhai, healthy mind, inshallah, where do you want to start on this, inshallah?
MashaAllah, it's a very unique topic, a healthy mindset, and inshallah, a lot to speak about, inshallah. We've got our scholars as well, inshallah, that will be giving their Madani pool. But I think one point that I would like to begin with, Abdul Hanan bhai, is that a beautiful quote that I read recently, and someone mentioned that treat your mind like your house. What does this actually mean? You know what actually happens to in the house? First of all, security plays a huge part. Meaning you secure your house, you put the locks on, you make sure your door's locked, make sure the windows are locked when you're leaving your house. Even during the night as well, double check, make sure everything is locked up, and then you know you go to sleep. And at the same time, that's the security aspect. But then the cleanliness as well. Every second day, every day you clean your home, you know, you vacuum, you clean the windows, etc., etc. That's what is described regarding the mind as well. Someone mentioned beautifully that treat your mind like your house. The way you keep it clean, that's the way you need to keep your mind clean from negative thoughts. And number two is a security point of view. The way you keep your house secure, that's how you need to keep your mind secure regarding from negative thoughts. Regarding healthy mindset, there's many important things that we would like to speak about today, inshallah. But I think most importantly, positivity and negativity will play a huge part. If a person got a negative mind, for example now, you've gone for a job interview. Now, you'll find two types of people Abdurrahman. One of them, for example, hasn't got the job. One person will start thinking to himself, what's the reason? You know, that person, he didn't like me. You know, the job interview, he didn't like me. That's why he asked me this question. See the way he was looking at me? He was looking at me in that rough way. He didn't like me.
He didn't want to give me the job.
He didn't want to give me the job. I mean, he just called me for formality. But on the other hand, you get another person. You know, yes, I didn't get the job. And what? This is where I made my mistake. These are the questions he asked me. I wasn't strong in this particular point. Meaning that there's two minds here. Either you be positive or either you be negative. Or you can think about all the conspiracies. This is going on. He didn't like me, etc., etc. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's literally going to get you anywhere. But on the other hand, that person, that after failing, he picks himself back up. He looks for improvement. That will make him stronger when he stands back up, when he goes to the next interview as well. So this is why a healthy mindset, one of the most important things is positivity. And unfortunately, in today's day and age of the Hanan Bay, if you look at Islam, if you look at Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh, what did they say? Before you think of one negative thought, think of 70 positive thoughts, then think about a negative one. Allah. This is why Islam says. But unfortunately today, you know, we'll think 70 negative before we think of one positive. So it's very, very important that for a healthy mindset, you think positive. You look out for people, give people the benefit of the doubt. That person that will always think negative, in other words, he won't get anywhere. That shows you his mindset right from the start. So if you want to live a successful life, if you want to go find life, the most important thing is look at everything positively. And one beautiful thing that I would like to mention here, Mufti Qasim Sahib, mashallah, beautifully mentioned this as well. You know, according to research, you know, when you wake up first thing in the morning, you know, when you wake up and you open your eyes, that will determine how the rest of your day is spent.
Allah.
Now, one person, he wakes up. Look at another day Allah's given me. Alhamdulillah, you know, you do the shukr of Allah. Another day, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to do this, I'm going to look after my family, etc. All these positive thoughts, look at the sun, look at the light, you know, etc., etc. That person's day will be spent positively. But on the other hand, a person wakes up, another day, I have to go to work, I'm going to face this problem, I'm going to face that. Meaning right from the start, if you're going to think negative, this is why your day then is going to spend in negativity. And this is, you look at Islam beautifully. What's the dua that we, when we wake up, we read? The translation of the dua is, all praise to Allah who has revived, awaken us after death, sleep, and towards Him we are to return. So what is the first word? The first word is Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Meaning that you're waking up. You know, we're talking about positivity. You're waking up and your first word is Alhamdulillah. Imagine how that person's day will be spent. Allah. So it's very, very important that inshallah, if you want to live a successful life, be positive about things. Don't be in this, you know, boxed in environment. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why doesn't this person? You know, people at times, you know, this, the issues that they face, mental issues, a lot of the time, not all the time, but a lot of the time is down to their own fault. It's down to this negative thinking. To you, me, Abdurrahman, by many people as well. What happens is that you be positive with them, but in return, they'll be negative with you. So it's very, very important that if you want to live a good, successful life, inshallah, azawajal, one rule is that you have a healthy mindset, a positive mindset for things, inshallah, positive. And Abdurrahman, by that person who thinks positive, positive things will happen. That person who thinks negative, in other words, negative things will happen. So think positive, give people the benefit of the doubt. Inshallah, this will give us success in this world and the hereafter as well, inshallah.
MashaAllah, dear viewers, alhamdulillah. So many things were seen by just mentioned there regarding a healthy mindset. And it's all about positivity. It's about being positive, alhamdulillah, azawajal. This will make your mind fresh. This will make you think good and you'll keep your mind being good in the all the time, inshallah. So start thinking positive. And alhamdulillah, you know, whatever happens, happens for a reason. Sometimes we think that, oh, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? But it could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests His pious people. He puts those in a test who He likes. And it could be that when we are tested, when we are put through this difficulty, this hardship, it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us and He wants to bring us closer to Himself. And this is why we go through this difficulty. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, have this positive mindset, inshallah, as well. And inshallah as well, this will give you a healthy mindset as well, inshallah. We have Ustaz Saab with us as well. Ustaz Saab, our topic today, healthy mindset. واقعی ہی ایک آج کی بہت بڑی پرابلم ہے, دس اے بگ پرابلم ان آور ٹائم, دیٹ پیپل دیئر مائنڈز آر آل اوور دا پلیس, یو نو پیپل فلپ اپ آن سو مچ اسمال تھنگز, سو مچ اسمال ایشوز, پیپل میک سو سچ اے بگ تھنگ آؤٹ آف اے, وائی؟ بیکاز دا وے دیئر مائنڈ از رننگ ٹوڈے.
جی بالکل صحیح فرما رہے ہیں آپ. دیکھیں یہ ایک ہیلدی مائنڈ سیٹ کے لیے اور ایک اچھی سوچ, یہ اسلام میں کتنی اہمیت اس کی, اس کا ذکر میں یہاں پر ذکر کرتا ہوں کہ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں کیا بیان کیا گیا. قرآن مجید میں کئی مقامات پر جب آپ قرآن پاک کی ریسائٹیشن کریں آپ کو نظر آئیں گے یہ الفاظ اس طرح کے, یہ قومی عاقلون, اس قوم کے لیے جو عقل رکھتے ہیں جو سمجھتے ہیں. اچھا اسی طرح سے بعض جگہوں پر فرمایا لی قومی یا تفکرون, وہ قوم یا وہ لوگ جو فکر کرتے ہیں, جو سوچتے ہیں, سمجھتے ہیں. اب یہاں پر ہم یہ دیکھتے ہیں ہر شخص جس کو دیکھیں وہ جناب یہ بات کر رہا ہوتا ہے کہ میں اپنی زندگی بدلنا چاہتا ہوں, میں اچھا یہ کچھ لوگوں کا سوچ ہوتی ہے کہ میں اپنی زندگی بدلنا چاہتا ہوں, کچھ جو ہے دوسروں کو بدلنے کی سوچتے ہیں, اور اچھا اس میں بھی کچھ مثبت سوچتے ہیں کچھ منفی سوچتے ہیں, اور ایسے بھی لوگ ہیں جو لوگوں کو غلط راہ کی طرف جو ہے لے جانا چاہتے ہیں, اور دوسری طرف اچھے لوگ بھی ہیں جیسا کہ ہم بھی سوچتے ہیں کہ مجھے اپنی اور ساری دنیا کے لوگوں کی اصلاح کی کوشش کرنی ہے تو بدلنے کا سوچتے ہیں. یہ جو ہے تھوڑا سا ہم اگر دیکھیں کہ ہم زندگیاں بدلنے کا سوچتے ہیں, لیکن اس بات کو اگر یہ سمجھ لیا جائے نا کہ اگر ہم اپنی سوچ تبدیل کر لیں, اگر ہم اپنی سوچ تبدیل کر لیں ہم اپنی زندگیاں تبدیل کر لیں گے, اگر ہم اپنی سوچ تبدیل کر لیں تو ہم اپنی زندگیاں تبدیل کر لیں گے. ورنہ عقل کی تو ہے نا بہت ساری قسمیں ہیں. کیا خوب کسی نے فرمایا کہ رائت العقل عقلینی, کہ میں نے عقل کی دو قسمیں دیکھی, فمطبوع و مسموع, ایک ہے مطبوع اور ایک ہے مسموع, یعنی مطبوع کا مطلب ایک ہے فطری عقل جو ایک ہر ایک شخص کے پاس ہوتی ہے, اور ایک ہے مسموع جس کو اکتساب کیا جاتا ہے, جس کو حاصل کیا جاتا ہے. فرمایا کہ فلا ينفع مسموع, کہ جو عقل مسموع ہیں جو آپ لرننگ کے ذریعے جو عقل حاصل کرتے ہیں وہ آپ کو فائدہ نہیں دے سکتی جب آپ کے پاس فطری عقل نہیں ہے. اب اس کی ایگزامپل دے کے فرمایا کہ جس طرح سے سورج کی روشنی اس شخص کو فائدہ نہیں دے سکتی جس کی آنکھ میں روشنی نہ ہو,
اللہ,
تو اسی طرح سے جب کسی کے پاس فطری عقل نہیں ہے اب وہ کتنی لرننگ کرتا رہے, اب وہ کتنے لیسنز لیتا رہے, کتنی چیزیں سیکھتا رہے, کتنا کچھ کرتا رہے, اس کو وہ فائدہ نہیں دے گی. اور یہاں پر یہ بات ذکر کرتا چلوں کہ عقل فطری کی ایک تعریف یہ کی گئی ہے کہ عقل فطرت وہ ہوتی ہے کہ جو دین کی طرف مائل ہو, جو اسلام کی طرف مائل ہو, جو مذہب کی طرف مائل ہو. تو یوں سمجھ لیں کہ یوں کہا جا سکتا ہے کہ ہر مسلمان کی جو عقل ہے وہ اس کی فطری عقل ہے.
سبحان اللہ.
تو بہرحال اگر ہم یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ ہم اپنی زندگیوں کو تبدیل کریں تو ہمیں اپنی سوچ ضرور تبدیل کرنی چاہیے.
ماشاء اللہ. So dear viewers, we are talking about a healthy mindset. Alhamdulillah, we've heard from Ustaz Sahab Waseem Bhai wa Muballighin, Alhamdulillah, talking about this healthy mindset. And it's all down to us. How do we want our minds to be? If we want our minds to be healthy, then alhamdulillah, we need to utilize our minds towards the deen. We need to utilize our minds towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be thinking about the deen. We need to be thinking about goodness. We need to have positivity. We need to have a positive mindset. And inshallah, this will make our mindset healthy. Otherwise, we find many people who are in the form of stress. You find them being stressed out, fed up of life, and people go to such an extent, it's all because it builds up into the mind, they're thinking and they overthink to such a degree that they even end up taking their own life. They think that their life is worth nothing. This is the level people go to. Why? Because their mindset is not healthy. They're not thinking healthy. So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, inshallah as well, this is what we are going to be talking about today, inshallah as well. So try to watch this silsila all the way to the end. And alhamdulillah, as you know, we have the question of the day. Let's see what the question of the day is once again, inshallah as well. Who is the founder of Dawat Islami? So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, we're talking about healthy mindset. We're talking about positivity, alhamdulillah as well. And we need to build our mind towards this. We need to create this positivity inside us. And how would we do this is when we will adopt good company. We will adopt company of those people who are always, you know, giving us that positive wave, that positive mindset. Alhamdulillah, the environment of Dawat Islami is, alhamdulillah, many people who have been living a life of stress and in difficulty, who found themselves lost from away from the deen, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has brought them people back onto the right track and freshened their mind, alhamdulillah. We met people who said that, you know, if it wasn't because of Dawat Islami, we would be lost because how far we went in thinking. And it's the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami which has brought us back onto this path, and it's cleared our mindset, it's cleared our thinking, alhamdulillah. So many ways we can clear our mindset, many ways we can have a healthy mindset, inshallah. And one of them ways is involving ourselves in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person busies himself in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the person busies himself in doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the Holy Quran, these are all means of healthy mindset. Alhamdulillah, we know, Waseem bhai, we've seen that in some places where a patient is being, he's either on a life support machine or is in that state where he's quite bad in the state he's in. But when the Quran is played by his bedside, or the Quran is being played there, you find that that soul feels ease and comfort. And many incidents have been mentioned like this, where the recitation of the Quran has been there, that person, he's come out of his state, he's come out of this difficult state, he's of his illness, and alhamdulillah, his mind has become fresh, alhamdulillah.
There was two incidents that I just remembered. First one was that there was a story about one individual. He was completely, you know, sedated. He was on life support machine and he was unconscious. But basically, his hand kept doing this.
Allah.
So the doctors were like, you know, he's sedated, he's not even conscious, but his hand keeps doing this. So when they asked his family members, they found out that this person, on a regular basis, he had a tasbih in his hand, meaning he was used to, you know, press the tasbih. And even in that state as well, he was like that. And then if you, there's a couple of more examples, but one great example that we've seen a couple of years ago, Amir al-Rasul al-Damas, when he had the operation. The doctor actually said this as well, that those that used to normally listen to music at that time when they're sedated, they are singing songs at that time. Some people are swearing. But if you look at Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliyah, just before his operation and after his operation as well, he was doing dua in the court of Allah. And then not only that, he was remembering the ummah of the Prophet. He was remembering his murideen at that time as well. So this is what something does to you as well, that when you do something on a regular basis as well. But Abdul Anabai, as you kind of mentioned regarding the point of zikr, one important thing that I will mention here, that one of the reasons why the mindset is not, you know, healthy at times, is because we're wasting a lot of time. And that then increases anxiety, other problems as well. And that's why then, you know, sometimes you meet someone of the number, you met him yesterday, perfectly fine. Next day he's not meeting you properly. What's happened? One of the reasons why I identified is that this person has some time to think. He's remembered that I've done something wrong to him 10 years ago, and all of a sudden he's remembered that as well. So it's very, very important that, you know, for a healthy mindset, number one, if you look at successful people, they keep themselves busy. And number two is that, you know, this negative thinking that we talked about earlier, one of the major reasons, if you look at Haji Abdul Habib Atali, beautifully mentioned, someone asked him the question that, look, you are heading so many departments of Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, azawajal. And you know, at times, because you are hiding so much departments, you face many problems. Don't you get stressed out? Does it upset you? Don't you get upset? And you know, his response to this was what? He goes that, no doubt, we face huge problems, challenges at times as well. But why don't I get upset? Why don't I get stressed out? The main reason for this is because I don't get the time to get stressed out. I don't get the time to get upset. So this is why it's very, very important that keep yourself busy. One of the recommendations that I will give to the viewers of Madini channel, that if you want to keep a healthy mindset, do the zikr of Allah, because Allah has mentioned in the Quran, and no doubt in the remembrance of Allah, the heart find peace. And no doubt this is the case as well. So it's a humble request, inshallah, do the zikr of Allah, remember Allah, read the Quran, read your salah. And the other point that I will mention regarding doing the zikr of Allah, sometimes a person, a whole day passes, 2 days pass, 3 days pass, they're just locked in their room. That person that is going to spend all day at home, not doing anything at all, their mindset won't be healthy. So Amir al-Sunnah as well, he recommends this as well, that every day at least 45 minutes, go for a walk. You know, go for a walk, keep a tasbih in your hand, do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, this will make your health better as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. One major way to keep a healthy mindset, do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, go for a walk, inshallah, get some fresh air at the same time whilst you're doing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah, without doubt, is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will give us a healthy mindset, my dear viewers, inshallah. So involve yourself, busy yourself in the dhikr of Allah. Any time you find yourself in any stress, any difficulty, turn towards the zikr of Allah, turn towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will get Harun bhai to inshallah read a kalam so that we can freshen our mind, we can give, we can have this healthy mindset as well. Harun bhai, any kalam inshallah, let's freshen our mind inshallah with a kalam inshallah, and then we'll continue with our topic inshallah.
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله تيري صدق من آقا سار جهان کو دين ملا
Alhamdulillah, we are talking about a healthy mindset. There was a statement I was reading, Sheikh Tariqat Amil Sunnat. He says that protect the thought as they turn into words. Protect the words as they turn into actions. Protect the actions as they turn into character. And protect the character as it becomes your identity. Subhanallah. Look where it starts from. Protecting this thought. Protecting what you are thinking. And today, sadly, why we go into this state is we don't protect what we are thinking about. We start to think about everything and involve ourselves. It's like we've taken the responsibility of the entire world. You know, you got people thinking about politics and this is happening and this is happening. Waseem bhai, we see this all the time. People, you know, something's happening in politics and the person is stressing, which is happening in another part of the world. And he's sitting there being stressed out of his mind. Oh, what's happened here? It's got nothing to do with him. He's not even in that country. country, yet he's sitting there stressing. So, you know, we need to be protecting our thoughts rather than them going all over the place. Keep them to connected with the deen.
Definitely, I think the point that I mentioned regarding the zikr of Allah, this is very, very important, that keep yourself connected with the zikr of Allah, inshallah you will have a healthy mindset. But Abdullah, the other point that I think it's important to mention here regarding a healthy mindset, it's not only our healthy mindset that we have to be concerned about, others as well. How can we make other people have a healthy mindset? One of the main points that I will mention here is motivation. Now, if for example, you've got a child, and you just keep, you know, your phrases of the Hananba, your words, this will have a huge impact on their life. For example, Allah. Now, if you say to the child, or if you used to say to a student, for example, you can't do it. You can't do it. Just leave it, you can't do it.
Allah.
What's going to happen is that it's going to get fixed in the mind, I can't do it. It's simple as that. But if you say to that child that, look, don't do it like this, do it like that, or you can't do it, don't worry, you can't do it, we will get there. So if you use these words, inshallah, what's going to happen? Eventually that child is going to be able to do it. There's one story of the Hananbai. What happened was that there was a couple of frogs and they fell into a trench. Now what happened is that, you know, they're going from here, and then one other day passes, another frog now falls into this trench, and it's trying its best, of the Hananbai, to get out from there. It can't get out. And now all the other frogs that were actually in the trench, they were all saying, no, leave it, you can't do it, you can't, do what you want, you won't be able to get out of here. What happened is this one did not give up. Eventually what happened, a couple of hours passed, it jumped so high that it managed to get out. Now the others came out to investigate, these that have been trying, well, they've been trying to try, but this one eventually came out. And even though the other ones have been saying that you won't be able to do it, what's the reason? They found out that, you know, the frog that actually came out, it was actually deaf. It couldn't hear the demotivation. You can't do it, you can't do it. So this is why it managed to get out. So this is why your words, no doubt it's up to a person as well, but it's your words that can impact another person's life as well, how healthy their mindset is as well, inshallah. So don't demotivate people, motivate people. Another huge problem of the Hananbai, that they are seen amongst parents. You don't want to think. You know, it doesn't matter, you don't know, you're small, yeah, you don't know nothing. What's going to happen? That child is going to grow up knowing that I don't know nothing at all.
Allah, Allah.
Explain it to him. Explain to him with logic that what's the reason that he's made a decision. You know that that decision is wrong. You don't know anything, I'm telling you, you need to do that. What's going to happen is, he might listen once, but later on he's going to rebel against you. So instead of saying these statements, you don't know nothing. Listen, you know, you don't know nothing, you're small, I'm big, I'm 30 years older than you, you're small. Use logic and explain to him. A beautiful example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One person came to him regarding zina. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He explained with logic. If someone did this with your mother, if someone did this with your sister, if someone did this with your wife, would you like it? The person said no. This is also someone's sister as well. This is also someone's mother as well. This is also someone's wife as well. The person then, he said, I will never commit this sin again.
Allah.
This is why, you know, instead of saying to individuals, you don't know nothing at all, you won't understand, etc. Explain to them with logic, inshallah. When you explain with logic, inshallah, that person will understand. Otherwise, if you keep seeing these kind of statements, you don't know anything, what's going to happen? A time's going to come, he's going to rebel, he might continue to make further decisions that are completely wrong in his life and open a can of worms. So inshallah, when you explain to someone, inshallah, motivate them, don't motivate them, inshallah.
Subhanallah, my dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we're talking about a healthy mindset, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. We are hearing from the Muballigin about how to create this healthy mindset, alhamdulillah. We mentioned about the zikr of Allah, and we mentioned about having this positive thinking, inshallah, as well. This will create a healthy mindset also. We have Ustasa with us as well. Ustasa, bahut sari cheeze we can mention about having a healthy mindset. Alhamdulillah, we've heard already from Wasim by a number of things, and number of things which we don't concentrate towards, which actually bring us to, you know, I was going through a list of the things of, you know, what creates a healthy mindset. And, you know, funny things have been mentioned in that, you know, there's in one place is mentioned, watch the fishes in a tank, right? And, it's, you know, maybe take the dog for a walk. And so many people do all sorts of actions like this just to create that healthy mindset. So how can we really create that healthy mindset?
قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کی تلاوت یہ ایک ایسی چیز ہے اگر اس کو واقعی میں پڑھیں نا سوچ کر سمجھ کر اور اس کے ٹرانسلیشن کو اس کو سمجھیں اس کی تفسیر کو سمجھیں پھر یہ دیکھیں آپ کا آہستہ آہستہ اس کی برکت ایسی ہے کہ آہستہ آہستہ آپ کا جو نا ہیلدی مائنڈ سیٹ کریٹو مائنڈ سیٹ بنتا رہے گا. نمبر ون. نمبر ٹو یہ کہ ایسے لوگوں کی صحبت میں بیٹھیں کہ جو آپ کو دین کی طرف راغب کرتے ہیں, جو دین کی طرف رغبت دلاتے ہیں. ایسے لوگوں کے ساتھ آپ بیٹھیں گے نا تو پھر آہستہ آہستہ آپ دیکھیں گے کہ آپ کی سوچ میں تبدیلی واقع ہوگی. دیکھیں عام طور پر کیا ہوتا ہے, آپ اس کو کبھی بھی جو تجربہ کر کے دیکھ لیں, آپ اگر کوئی ایسا شخص ہے جو بزنس مین ہے, آپ اس کے ساتھ دو تین دن گزاریں, ہے وہ بڑا بزنس مین, حالانکہ وہ آپ سے شاید بہت زیادہ باتیں نہیں کر رہا ہوگا, لیکن وہ کال آئے گا, ہاں جی میری یہ ڈیل ہے, میرا فلانا, اچھا یہ مال ادھر پہنچا دو, وہ کر لے, یہ کر لو, وہ کر لو, اچھا اس کا ریٹ بڑھا دو, کم کر لو, مارکیٹ میں فلاں کو فون کر لو. لیکن آپ کبھی یہ دیکھیں, کوئی بھی اس کو تجربہ کر کے دیکھیں, دو تین دن اس کے ساتھ رہیں, آٹومیٹکلی آپ کا ذہن بن جائے گا یار میں نے بھی بزنس کرنا ہے. حالانکہ کبھی آپ نے بھلے نہ کیا ہو, اب میں نے کرنا ہے بزنس, اب میں یہ جو ہے یہ کروں گا, یوں کروں گا, وہ کروں گا, فلاں, کسی بھی طرح سے بندہ سوچے, اس کی سوچ تبدیل ہو جاتی ہے جسٹ بیکاز آف کمپنی. تو اسی طرح سے یہ میں نے ایک ایگزامپل دی, آپ کسی اور کے ساتھ, یہ بزنس کے علاوہ آپ کسی اور شخص کے ساتھ بیٹھ کر دیکھیں, کوئی بہت بڑا جناب شیف ہے, اس کے ساتھ بیٹھ کے دیکھیں, اب آپ کے ذہن میں اسی طرح کے جو ہے وہ آئیڈیاز آئیں گے, اچھا جی یہ پکانا ہے, یہ بہتر, یہ چیز جو ہے نا وہ بہتر ٹیسٹ لا سکتی ہے,
اتنا تو میں بھی خوب کر سکتا ہوں.
یہ اس طرح کی ایگزامپل جو ہے نا یہاں پر دی جاتی ہیں. تو ایک اچھی سوچ ڈیولپ کرنے کے لیے, کریٹو مائنڈ سیٹ ہونے کے لیے, یہ ضروری ہے کہ ہماری کمپنی بھی ایسے ہی لوگوں کے ساتھ ہو, تقوی والے لوگوں کے ساتھ ہو, پرہیزگار لوگوں کے ساتھ ہو, پھر دیکھیں آپ کی سوچ میں کیسی کریٹیوٹی آتی ہے, کس طرح سے ڈیولپ ہوتا ہے آپ کا مائنڈ سیٹ, اچھی ہیلدی mindset banega
inshallah. Sasa mujhe I remember one time we were on Madani Kafla and this one brother brought this brother to the masjid with us, and he says, you know, when he's with the Madani Kafla, when he's with the brothers who are traveling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his mind is fresh. Although he was someone who was depressed quite badly, in the house he would say, he would see things and he would say all sorts of things, but when he was in the masjid with us, the time which he spent on the Madani Kafla for 3 days, he was so quiet, he was so peaceful, he was relaxed, and his family members and the people around him, they were saying that whenever he travels in the way of Allah, whenever he is with the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the kafilas, his mind is fresh, he's really calm, he's relaxed, nothing. And we experienced that as well when he was with us for 3 days. He was happy, there was a smile on his face, and all this expression was there, alhamdulillah. So you know, that company no doubt it keeps that person fresh.
بالکل کمپنی بھی ہے. اچھا اور پھر دیکھیں ہم مدنی قافلوں میں کیا کرتے ہیں, کیا یعنی کہ ہمارا اسکیجول کیا ہوتا ہے. اگر آپ دیکھیں, خیر ہمارے پاس ابھی وقت کم ہے, ورنہ میں آپ کو پورا اسکیجول بتاؤں کہ ہم کیا کیا کرتے ہیں, کس طرح سے صبح دوپہر شام پورے پورے اس کے جو ہے نا وہ اسکیجول بنے ہوئے کہ کیا کیا کرنا ہے. اس میں جو مین چیز ہے نا وہ ہے اللہ تعالیٰ کا ذکر.
سبحان
اللہ تعالیٰ کا ذکر. اور اب یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا ذکر مختلف فارمز میں ہو سکتا ہے. آپ لفظ اللہ اللہ کا ذکر کرتے رہیں, درود پاک پڑھیں, قرآن پاک کی تلاوت کریں, وظائف کریں, علم حاصل کریں, یہ ساری ٹائپس آف ذکر اللہ ہیں. اور جو شخص ذکر اللہ کرتا ہے, اب اس کا جو نا خود بخود جو مائنڈ سیٹ ہے وہ بڑا اچھا بن جائے گا. کیوں؟ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں کیا بیان کیا گیا, اللہ بی ذکر اللہ تطمئن القلوب, کہ جو دلوں کا اطمینان ہے وہ اللہ کے ذکر میں ہے. تو یہ آپ نے ایک ایگزامپل دی, ورنہ ایسی ایگزامپل اور بھی بہت ساری میں نے بھی اس طرح کی سنی ہے کہ مدنی قافلوں میں آتے ہیں, دو دن تین دن ہمارے ساتھ رہتے ہیں, ہمارے قافلوں میں وہ سفر کرتے ہیں, الحمدللہ ان کا جو ہے مائنڈ سیٹ ہیلدی ہو جاتا ہے, وہ بڑے فریش ہو جاتے ہیں. تو اس کی وجہ وہ یہ کہ جو دلوں کا اطمینان ہے وہ اللہ کے ذکر میں ہے. تو اچھے لوگوں کی کمپنی حاصل کریں, اللہ تعالیٰ کا ذکر کریں, ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ ہیلدی مائنڈ سیٹ بن جائے گا. اور یہاں پر ایک میں بڑی ہی اہم بات ذکر کرنا چاہتا ہوں, اور یہ ایسا جملہ ہے جب میں نے پڑھا نا تو میں سمجھتا ہوں کہ یہ ہیلدی مائنڈ سیٹ بنانے میں بہت زیادہ مفید ثابت ہو سکتا ہے. وہ جملہ مولانا جلال الدین رومی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ نے کہا ہے, فرماتے ہیں کہ اصل کا, کہ جو تمہاری اصل ہے نا فکر, وہ فکر ہے, وہ سوچ ہے. باقی کیا ہے, باقی کیا ہے, عظم و لحم, باقی صرف اور صرف ہڈیاں گوشت ہیں. یعنی ہم اپنے پورے جسم کو دیکھیں تو صرف یہ ہڈیاں اور گوشت ہیں, جسٹ بونز اینڈ فلیش یا میٹ, جو بھی اس کو کہیں, یہ گوشت اور ہڈیاں ہیں. لیکن ہماری جو اصل ہے نا وہ ہماری سوچ ہے. اگر اچھی مائنڈ سیٹ ہوگا ہیلدی مائنڈ سیٹ ہوگا تو انشاءاللہ تعالی ہم ہمارے لیے بہت زیادہ مفید
صاحب I could just want to put it for the viewers of Mandi channel in English that's very beautiful what you said he says مولانا روم
مولانا جلال الدین رومی
مولانا جلال الدین رومی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ he mentions that the whole of the body is just bones and flesh
bones and flesh
the actual the main thing is the intellect the mind subhanallah beautiful
Abdurrahman, as Ustaz Sahab was talking about Madani Qafila, Alhamdulillah, I believe you have returned from your 12-month Madani Qafila. We've got a few brothers in the studio as well, mashallah. And as we're talking about a healthy mindset, if you can just share some of your experiences over the last 12 months. I know that you did attempt to go on a Madani Qafila 12 months before, mashallah. Successfully completed this one, inshallah. And if you can just share some of your experiences as well.
MashaAllah, Waseem bhai, Alhamdulillah, the Madani Qafila has been, you can say it's a great means of having this healthy mindset and, you know, getting up for tahajjud, performing namaz in the middle of the night, reciting the Quran, you know, being amongst people who give that mindset of being good, Alhamdulillah. On top of that, you know, the appreciation you get from people that you're traveling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all things, Alhamdulillah, which have been freshening the mind, Alhamdulillah, making this mindset healthy, Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. And, you know, learning about the deen, it's like, you know, when you find yourself being in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this automatically, it makes you feel good. It makes your mindset healthy that, look, I am in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially when someone comes to you and you say, you know, look, how fortunate you are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this tawfiq, has given you this ability that you are traveling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people who have the wealth, who have the time, who have everything, but they can't travel in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this opportunity. Alhamdulillah, amongst our 12 months Madani Qafila, there were a lot of youngsters. You know, youth is that age, Waseem bhai, you know that a person has his mindset set on so many things. Oh, I want to do this, I want to gain a degree, I want to, you know, go to university, I want to earn, get a good job. Same time, you know, person wishes that, you know, he wants to drive a nice car. All these things come into the mind. But what I've got to say is, Alhamdulillah, the brothers who traveled on this 12 months Madani Qafila, they were all youngsters from the age of... MashaAllah, we had one brother who was 17 and he turned 18 on the Madani Qafila, Alhamdulillah. So from that, you know, till 20, 24, around about this sort of age, majority of the brothers were, Alhamdulillah. And, you know, to know that someone in the youth is spending his time in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this sacrifice of theirs in this young age, Alhamdulillah, this will go a long way. This will open up their mind. This will open, because normally that's the age where a person gets involved in crime, in sins, in sinful activities, his mindset is wandering all over the place. And when someone who's traveling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at this age, his mindset is made to do the work of deen. His mindset is there to serve the deen, Alhamdulillah, to involve himself in the ibadat of Allah, to rectify himself, Alhamdulillah. This brings about great beauty, Alhamdulillah.
Another question arises, that where did you actually go? Which countries did you go to? Which cities? If you can just give a quick brief, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, our Madani Qafilas, we were in Pakistan, Bab al-Madina, Karachi. And in the sohbat of the great wali of our time, our Shaykh Tariqah Tamil Sunnat Damat Barakatul Aliyah. And subhanAllah, also in the company of Araqeen Ashura. From there, back to the UK. And then we traveled throughout UK to different cities. Alhamdulillah, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Alhamdulillah. And also then abroad into many other countries, Alhamdulillah, Spain, France, Germany, Portugal. Some brothers went to Greece, some went to Italy, Alhamdulillah. We had two Madani Qafilas. So Alhamdulillah, these were experience, Alhamdulillah. Coming back to our topic, Alhamdulillah, we're talking about a healthy mindset, inshallah, azza wa jal. Also, Alhamdulillah, the question of the day, which has been mentioned, Alhamdulillah. Let's just see the question once more, then we'll take a package, inshallah. The question today is, who is the founder of Dawat Islami? Very easy question, inshallah. Let's go to a package, inshallah, azza wa jal, and then inshallah we'll continue with our topic.
There was a famous story about a beggar. It was a woman who used to beg. And one day she came to the court of the king to beg. And she was beautiful. So the king offered to marry her. She married the king. And she became the queen of the country. But whenever the king used to come to her, always she was in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
And she spent maximum time doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, day and night. And when the king asked her the reason for this, she said, "O king, I was a pauper. I was a beggar. I used to go to the streets and beg for food and money to make a, you know, my time go by. You have taken me on board, but this is the mercy and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. I don't deserve these bounties. So whenever I see them, I remember my past time. And that's why I fall into prostration." One of the problems we have today is that we forget about the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal that surround us from head to toe and every direction. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, and if you would count graces of Allah Azza wa Jal, never would you be able to count them. Health, safety, nourishment, clothing, the air, the water we have, the family we have, the houses we live in, the cars we have, the every single thing that we have. We have all that life has to offer, and yet we remain ignorant. We have at our disposal an amazing body, and yet we ignore the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have two eyes, two ears, a tongue, lips, all the organs that function properly, and yet we are depressed. Why? Could you imagine yourself walking without feet? Could you imagine yourself crawling on the floor? Could you imagine yourself walking around without the ability to see? All of these things, even the food we eat, is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. The delicious foods that we taste and the taste buds that Allah Azza wa Jal has created. All of these things, if you reflect upon them and reflect upon your power of reasoning, your power of understanding, Allahu Akbar, you would fall into prostration and thank Allah Azza wa Jal. You wouldn't give your ability to see or hear for all the money in the world. What a great blessing this is. And yet, little do we contemplate and little do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar.
MashaAllah, we've been listening to some beautiful Madani pools as well, alhamdulillah, from Muballigh of Dawat Islami, inshallah. It's come that time and we go to our session regarding guess the word, inshallah. So let's see, inshallah, regarding this, inshallah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
MashaAllah. You see how our Muballighs do, inshallah. Quite an easy one to start off with. Six letter word, inshallah.
A.
A. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. I think by starting with an A, first letter is an A, inshallah.
I.
No I. Misafab.
B.
B. No B. Jihulmai.
S.
S. No S.
O.
O. No O. G.
U.
U. No U.
How about E?
E. G.
M.
N. No N.
M.
M. No M.
R.
R. No R.
T.
T. G. MashaAllah. Eight letters missing. MashaAllah. Three letters guess right. You think you know. G. D. No D. I thought it was an easy one. MashaAllah. G. G was in my. H.
See,
subhanallah, Stasav is hit the jackpot. Just one more letter, Stasav. MashaAllah. I think the people behind the scene have guessed it. And I think Harun Bhai is there. See, Stasav.
P,
subhanallah. MashaAllah. Sure. Accept. SubhanAllah. Let's try another one, inshaAllah.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah. Three letter word. Real easy one. Dear Sasab, after shuru karte hain, mashaAllah.
Oh,
subhanAllah. Looks like Stasav knows already. First letter, first right guess, straight. MashaAllah.
Guess hi karna padega.
SubhanAllah.
B.
No B. I think I've got a feeling Harun Bhai is going to get there.
T?
T. No T. G. Haseem Bhai.
W.
W. No W. What was in your mind? G. Start off.
D.
D. No D.
S?
No S. Ji Waseem Bhai.
M.
M. No M.
G.
SubhanAllah. Ustasab started off with the first letter, now gone on to the second. MashaAllah. Muhammad Salman Khane. Harun Bhai got there, I believe.
Maybe.
Okay, chalo, inshallah. Tato.
F.
F. No F. Chalo. G, Harun Bhai, go on.
N.
N.
Subhanallah.
Go on, Waseem Bhai.
E.
E. SubhanAllah. Ego. I think I've heard some good words there, inshallah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. One more. A bigger one this time. Seven letters. Ji Harun Bhai.
E.
E.
O.
O. No O. Do you see my...
A.
A. Looks like Waseem Bhai has reached there already. Was that just a guess?
Yes.
MashaAllah.
N.
M.
N.
N.
M.
And come on, SubhanAllah, Wasim bhai. That's, I think I'm going to put down the first, because you saw the marker going down here, he changed his mind. I can't give that one. I don't think I can give that one. Ji, I'll put N down here because Wasim bhai, you saw that marker go down. Ji.
M.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Ji, صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Got there, I think. No? D. Ustasa?
D.
D. No D. K. I think he's got there.
I.
Mistake, SubhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, let's see what our question of the day was again, inshallah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Gee, the question of the day is, who is the founder of Dawat Islami? Qasida Bulda Sharif, inshallah.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على درجة شفاعته
Kaseeda Burda Sharif is that unique kalam, alhamdulillah, which freshens the mind, alhamdulillah. Anything related with to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, look at the beautiful gumbad of the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu sallam, this will freshen your mind as well, alhamdulillah. So goodness is what freshens your mind. But on the other hand, Waseem bhai, you'll find that evil or wrong or bad action, bad things, they will destroy your mind. And it's something which we need to start to refrain from and keep ourselves safe. The more time you spend, especially within a time, Waseem bhai, you'll find that people are on this 24/7. You know, the person gets up from sleep, the first thing he grabs is his mobile phone, right? And the last thing he's on, to the extent, I remember seeing someone, he's got the phone in front of him and he's sleeping, he's fallen asleep in this state. You know, this is the extent that we are using this. And And from this, what people are watching today, what people are looking at, I remember Mufti Qasim Saab mentioned a beautiful little incident. He says that there was someone who was trying to get hold of this one brother for 3 days and there was no answer. And after the third day, the brother replied back and he says, okay, where have you been? Why has your phone been switched off? Why is there no answer on your phone? And he says, I was on a holiday from social media. He's on holiday from social media. Basically, he disconnected himself from social media to able to keep his mind fresh, to able to relax himself, because it's like we've busy ourselves so much into this, we've connected ourselves so much to this, that our minds are lost. We're all over the place. And, you know, to bring back your mind to the reality, bring back your mind to the akhirah, our focus upon our amal, you know, this is something, Waseem bhai, we need to be focused on.
I think you mentioned some very, very valid points. The first thing that I will mention is that what's happened today is that our happiness depends on our mobile phone.
Allah, Allah.
You know, if your mobile phone is on 100%, you're happy.
Allah.
But as soon as, you know, it starts lowering and it gets to 20%, 15%, you know, it will make you agitated as well. A person who doesn't have internet, for example, it will make him upset. But a person who has it is no problem at all. So unfortunately, today it's become a situation where our happiness is dependent on our mobile phone. For example, now, a person leaves his house, he forgets that he leaves his mobile phone at home. You know,
Allah.
Even he has to be late to work, it's no problem. We'll have to go home because we can't live without this. Mm-hmm. So this is a reality. But obviously it's become a part of us today. But one thing I will mention as well, what you mentioned earlier on as well, is that don't make this in such a way that your mindset or your happiness depends on this as well. From this, what I mean is that, you know, what people are doing on social media at this moment in time, that this is also damaging a healthy mindset. For example, now, if you look at especially the younger generation, how many likes? That person's got more likes than me, I've got less likes. That person's got more views than me, I've got less views. These kind of things are also making a person, in other words, stressed out today. And this is, you know, causing a lot of problems, especially amongst the younger generation. One request that we were speaking about this a couple of days ago, Abdullah, but you notice, you know, when you get a couple of people who are maybe 40, 50 together, 50 years old, when they get together, you'll hear one thing. You know, you make them sit in a room for 2 hours, you just hear talking from that room. But you make 2 or 3 young people sit in a room, and you literally won't hear much talking. Allah. Why? Because it's all around the mobile phone. Allah. I remember we were somewhere once of the night, and what actually happened was that something I observed. You know, the elderly, maybe 40, 50, 60, there's one thing that you will see. Their mobile phones are never on silent. What's the reason behind this? But on the other hand, all the youngsters that were in the room, their mobile phones are on silent. What's the reason? The elders, 50, 60, 17, they only take this out when someone's calling them, in other words. But the youngsters will take it out for no reason. Okay, I'm bored now, let's take my mobile phone now. Put it back 2 minutes again, let me take it out, see what's going on. So this has become such a thing amongst us today, that our happiness is dependent on this, and this is, in other words, causing a lot of problems at this moment in time. face the real world as well. Develop your soul. You know, this, you know, one of the biggest issues of this amongst the young people at this moment in time, the social skills are dying out. I remember we were somewhere once.
Wasim, just before you carry on, I just mentioned, we were speaking on Madani Kafla regarding this, and I was saying to the brothers, how much FaceTime you're spending on your phone. And believe it or not, they were like 5 hours plus a day just on the mobile phone. You know, you get people, maybe you're spending 7-8 hours just on the phone. They're, you know, sorting people's problems out and difficulties out. They're just there, yes, browsing.
Just surfing and browsing. It's a humble request, inshallah, as well. Yes, it's become a part of us, you know, it's something, it's a necessity at this moment in time. But don't make your happiness depend on this as well. And like I mentioned as well, that today what's happening is, he's got more likes than me, I'm stressed out. He's got more views than me, I'm stressed out. He's got more friends than me. It's become a virtual world. You know, the real friends, you know, the real social skills, unfortunately, that's dying out. So, you know, for a healthy mindset as well, like I mentioned at the start as well, the successful, you know, I should have mentioned this as well, successful people, they do not waste time. They use their time wisely. There's a lot of things that you can do on your mobile phone as well, you know, for the betterment as well. So make a healthy mindset by not wasting time on this, inshallah, and focusing on the real thing.
The Ustaz of healthy mindset.
Achha, ye jo Aflatun ka Ustaz tha, Sukrat, bada mashhoor philosopher tha. تو ایک شخص اس کے پاس آیا اور کہنے لگا کہ بھائی آپ یہ بتائیں کہ میرا مستقبل کیسا ہوگا. تو سقراط نے کیا کہا؟ سقراط نے کہا کہ بھائی ایک کاغذ لاؤ، قلم لاؤ، اور اس پر جو بھی تمہارے مائنڈ سیٹ میں، جو بھی تمہارے ذہن میں باتیں، وہ ساری کی ساری لکھ دو. اس نے جناب وہ پیپر لیا، لکھتا رہا. تو سقراط نے یہ بتایا کہ جو تمہارے خیالات اور سوچ یہ اس پیپر پر ہے نا، یہی تمہارا مستقبل ہے.
اللہ،
تو دیکھیں، اگر ہمارا ہیلدی مائنڈ سیٹ ہوگا، اچھا مائنڈ سیٹ ہوگا، تو ہمارے لیے فائدہ مند ہے. ورنہ اگر ہماری سوچیں، ہمارے افکار، ہماری فکر، ہماری عقل، ہماری یہ مائنڈ سیٹ اگر جو نا مثبت نہیں ہے، پازیٹیو نہیں ہے، تو ہمیں نقصان ہوگا. اور دیکھیں، اگر کسی شخص کے پاس گولڈ بھی ہے نا، اگر اس کی اچھی سوچ نہیں ہے، اس کے لیے فائدہ مند نہیں ہے. دیکھیں، یہاں پر ایک میں مقولہ پڑھ رہا تھا عربی میں، ایک مشہور مقولہ کہا جاتا ہے، یقال ان الفکر الجید هو کنز یمکن استخدامه لتحویل التین الى ذهب، کہ کہا جاتا ہے کہ سوچ، ایک اچھی سوچ، ایک ایسا زبردست خزانہ ہے کہ جس سے مٹی کو بھی سونا بنایا جا سکتا ہے، ایک سوائل کو بھی آپ گولڈ بنا سکتے ہیں. اور فرمایا کہ اذا لامس شخص ذو عقل سلبی ودنی ذهبی فانه يصبح ايضا غبارا، فرمایا کہ جو گھٹیا سوچ رکھنے والا ہے، جو کیا کہیں گے اس کو، انہیلدی، جو جس کے پاس اچھا مائنڈ سیٹ نہیں ہے، وہ اگر اس کے پاس سونا بھی ہوگا، اگر وہ سونے میں بھی ہاتھ ڈالے گا، تو وہ اس کو بھی مٹی کر دے گا.
اللہ.
اور ایک اور آخر میں ذکر کروں، بڑا بہترین قول یہ فرمایا گیا کہ ینال الانسان اجر حسن التفکیر الذی لا ینالہ حتی من الحسنات لعدم وجود حجت فی التفکیر. فرمایا کہ اسلام میں انسان کو اچھی سوچ رکھنے پر، اچھے مائنڈ سیٹ رکھنے پر، بہت سارے ایسے انعامات ملتے ہیں جو دیگر اعمال کرنے سے بھی نہیں ملتے. لہذا اور اس کی وجہ بیان کی گئی کہ جو اچھی سوچ ہوتی ہے نا، اچھی سوچ میں شوئنگ آف نہیں ہوتا، اس میں دکھاوا نہیں ہوتا. عمل میں کوئی نہ کوئی بھی بندہ عمل کر رہا ہے، کوئی بھی عمل کر رہا ہے، دیر از پاسبلٹی کہ وہاں پر شوئنگ آف ہو. لیکن اچھی سوچ رکھنا، اچھی سوچ ہی ایسی چیز ہے کہ اس پر وہ اجر ملتا ہے جو بعض اوقات دیگر اعمال پر بھی نہیں مل پاتا.
سبحان اللہ. So my dear viewers, we've been talking about a healthy mindset. We've been talking about this positive thinking, this positive mindset. You want to take some Madani pools from Harun Bhai as well. Alhamdulillah, we've had some kalams from him as well. Harun Bhai, healthy mindset. Alhamdulillah, you being young yourself. What has a youngster would have? How would you get a youngster to have a healthy mindset, especially with how people are connected to social media and how people are away from goodness, in the sense that how would they have a healthy mindset?
As a number, you know, when the discussion was going on, many things were flying across my mind, you could say, and many quotes were sort of popping up with regards to all different aspects to do with healthy mindset. Just before we actually get into a certain one, we must first, as Muslims, realize how lucky we are. You'll be surprised to know, Abdul Nabi, there are people out there whose jobs are mindset coaches. So they hold seminars and they hold webinars, they write books, and thousands of people watch them, listen to them, and sometimes even pay lots of money to listen to their lectures and, you know, interact with them. Why? So that they can try to get a positive mindset, to try and motivate themselves to do something. But alhamdulillah, as Muslims, if we were to really implement Islam within our lives, if we were to really take on what Islam has given us, because Islam is there, but how much are we taking from it? You know, they say that when rainfall happens, it happens everywhere. It's up to you how much of that you take and how much of that you choose to leave. So there's a lot for us to learn and take. And that's one thing that when we apply what Islam has given us, we will see a change in our mindset. Along with this, we spoke about company. You know, in English, there's a saying that you are the average of the five people that you sit with. So if you sit with five, like Sasab gave a beautiful example, you know, five wealthy, rich businessmen, you will see in them traits that help them sustain that sort of lifestyle. You know, they'll be proactive, they won't procrastinate, they won't be, you know, delaying tasks, they won't be just be sitting around doing nothing. They'll get on with things, they're proactive, and you know, they're getting things done. And that will help you then, you know, help get those kind of traits within yourself. Along with this, there's some people who, you know, they almost think like they know it all, and they're not ready to take anything on. You know, they're often referred to as Mr. Know-it-all. So, you know, they think that, you know, no one can advise me, no one can tell me that I'm wrong or I did this in this way. I know what I'm doing and no one needs to interfere. And these kind of people, a lot of the times you see, they take big hits, whether it's financially, whether it's in terms of their relations, whether it's in terms of their career. And we should always be open to constructive criticism. If someone, obviously, on the other side, there should be a way in which you explain to someone or approach someone, but we should always be open to suggestions and to good feedback, because that a lot of the times helps us as people. And, you know, there's many more things that we can discuss, but as youngsters, you can say that our youth is something that we need to utilize and get our minds right. Social media, like you said, there's a lot of fakery out there on social media. And, you know, sometimes as a 25-year-old, let's just say, you expect to have a good job, a nice car, a deposit saved up for a house, and you think, if I've not done that, then I'm failing in life. But really, that's not the case. But inshallah, we'll...
Dear viewers of Mandi Channel, we're coming to the end of our silsila now. Try to gain and from this, alhamdulillah, what the brothers, the Muballigheen, have mentioned today, and try to connect yourself to the deen. Try to do, there are certain good actions. If we were to involve ourselves in them good actions, what you'll find is you'll find your mindset, your mind being fresh. Why? You know, for example, someone helps out someone. Someone helps someone in need. It brings this tranquility to the mind. It brings this scoon to the mind that, you know, I've done something really good. Alhamdulillah, this is just doing one good action. If we involve ourselves in goodness, in good actions, inshallah, this will bring about peace to the mind. So basically, the time of our silsila is finishing now, inshallah, what the answer of the question is as well, inshallah. Gee, the answer to the question is Amir al-Sunnat Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, mashallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, continue to watch Madani Channel, inshallah. Till next time, inshallah, we will join you on the Silsila Path to Success. Do continue watching, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.